Thank you, Honorable Speaker. I beg to move that this Honorable House approves the sum of ₦1,888,203,387 as supplementary estimates for the 2016 financial year. Mr. Speaker, there have been a number of challenges in the domestic and global economic environment since the presentation of the 2016 budget to this August House in November 2015. These developments have affected the assumptions underlying the budget. First, crude oil prices declined to a low $28 per barrel in January 2016, compared to the 53.06 per barrel used in the budget. Even though the price has been rising from March 2016, the range of $45 to $48 at the end of June 2016 is still below the oil price projection used in the 2016 budget. Secondly, the defects in the turret bearing of the FPSO Kwame Nkrumah adversely affected crude oil and gas production for the first half of 2016. Thirdly, despite the repairs made to the broken West Africa gas pipeline, increased rebel and pirate activities continue to adversely affect the supply of gas to Ghana. This has a negative effect on power supply and consequently the full recovery of the economy. These developments, and in general, the sluggish commodity prices, will have implications for executing the 2016 budget. In particular, for the second year running, the government is compelled to come to the House, as I'm doing now, to revise the allocations made in particular to the annual budget funding amount. Provisional data for January to May 2016 indicates that the cash fiscal deficit was 2.5% of GDP against a 2.2% target. This performance compares to a budget deficit of 2.2% of GDP during the same period in 2015. The practical meaning of the annual declining deficit is that government is living within its means. Therefore, it is also borrowing less from banks and the capital market and putting less pressure on interest rates. This also makes more credits or loans available to the private sector to reduce the cost of doing business and contribute to better growth in national output. Domestic financing of the deficit, including non-resident participation in our local bonds, amounted to $4.3 billion, while foreign financing resulted in net repayments of $128.9 billion. The financing of the deficit is not in jeopardy as has been reported in some areas of the media. It is also important to note that this is the first time in our country's history that financing of the budget deficit approved by this August House is not benefiting from any credits or overdraft from the Bank of Ghana to date. This is in consonance with the zero financing policy. The fast pace of accumulating public debt since the declaration of IPIC has started to slow down. The provisional data to end May 2016 shows that the public debt has decreased, and at the end, from 72% at the end of 2015 to 63% at the end of May 2016. Refinancing of energy sector SOE debt. Government achieved another debt restructuring goal by assisting VRA and TOR management to engage major commercial banks to improve the terms for part of the debt on the authority's balance sheet. It also involved the first use of the energy sector levy passed by this House to make the energy and banking sectors more stable. The plan involved the restructuring and repayment of about 2.2 billion Ghana cedis over 3 to 5 years, with an upfront payment of 250 million Ghana cedis from the levy. Other features of the deal include a reduction in interest rates from 30% average to 22%, a reduction in interest rate of the foreign component of the debt from 11% to 8.5%, ring fencing of the legacy debt as well as repayment scheme. It is estimated that VRA will reap savings of over $300 million over the term from the improved terms. The savings come from the reduction in interest rate. The model will be used to restructure the remaining VRA debt in whole or in part, and it will also enable VRA come back to the path where it is able to establish letters of credit for the supply of crude. This is another of the measures that are being taken to improve the supply of crude and improve the power situation in the country.